And now let's remember a highly respected and well-loved figure in hip-hop, rapper Sean Price. Died unexpectedly in his sleep this past weekend at his home in Brooklyn. He was just 43 years old. Here's NPR's Franny Kelly.
Sean Price was known for taking no prisoners when he got on the microphone.
You don't got no wins in me, casa. My shit proper. You still my kibasa. From Hillshire, I still fire from helicopters.
His rhymes were often dazzling, and he was impatient with mediocrity, though he did have a soft spot for puns.
He was really like one of the most genuinely funny people that I knew.
The New Jersey-born producer known as Jess Blaze was cracking jokes with Price on Twitter the day before he died.
You know, a lot of rappers have fake charisma where they can turn it on when the cameras are on, but that's not really them. He was just the same dude all the time.
He was the same dude from the early 90s all the way through today. Sean Price got his start in hip-hop as half of the duo Helter Skelter, which produced two classic albums. They were also part of the supergroup of New York rappers called the Boot Camp Clique. And Price made a name for himself as a solo artist who collaborated with the contemporary generation of rappers and producers.
Aside from what I feel, you know, the hip-hop community in general, we've lost a legend. I mean, this man did what he did, you know, over the span of almost two decades and consistently got better.
Don't talk crazy on cell phones. Workers get 10 off a buck like hell no. Hell yeah. I give that dude went bald, sell drug rapper with the attitude.
Sean Price's writing and character were widely admired. The hip-hop community filled social media with tributes and personal stories this weekend.
You know, obviously he's a street dude, came from a rough environment, but at the same time still kind of had those same nerdy or geeky tendencies that I had. There's plenty of dudes who come from the street who are the hardest of the hardest street dudes who go home and read comic books.
Sean Price leaves behind his wife and three children. His latest project, Songs in the Key of Price, is due out later this month. Franny Kelly, NPR News, New York. Front, come-